You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is a special Memorial Day edition of Classic Rock Mine.
Generation of the same old lies. Security is an alibi. We lose the day in the cycle of life. Evolution of your fellow man. Going round the circles in the desert sands. We lose the loved ones protecting us. It's just another day. On this Memorial Day, the hippies and the poets and the Spartans say, forget the reasons why we war. This is the season we've been waiting for. Memorial Day, Sir Rich Man's war, but the poor will pay. Sense or logic never comes to mind. Innocence is lost and guilt will fade in time. Turn around to face your death. You wish your mother could be there to share your last breath. Another good one has gone down, and we mourn the loss. On this Memorial Day, the hippies and the poets and the Spartans say, forget the reasons, that's why we war. This is the season we've been waiting for. Memorial comes to mind. Innocence is lost and guilt will fade in time. Turn on your TV, watch a movie and play back. Pollute your mind, you're next in line. Insanity is just a matter of time. Back at the reasons why we war. This is the season we've been waiting for. Memorial Day, it's a rich man's war, but the poor will pay. Sense or logic never comes to mind. Innocence is lost.
Mr. Eric Burden, that is Memorial Day from Till Your River Runs Dry from 2013. 2013! All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together this Memorial Day weekend until 11 p.m. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in a think tank. Two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime, maybe more. Who knows? That's how silly it is. But for the next 3 hours, we are digging into the best obscure classic rock that you have never heard. So you're going to hear all kinds of bands you know, but songs you don't know. And you're going to hear all kinds of songs you don't know from bands you don't know. You're going to hear, you know, B-sides, C-sides, D-sides. You're going to hear, you know, regional bands that never made it big nationally. You're going to hear national bands, but you're not going to hear the songs you know. You're going to hear a lot of classic rock from around the world, because classic rock was taking place around the world back in the day, and it still is. So there you go. Who knew? No one until me, and now you. So there you go. All right, we are going to get things going by going to the year 1972. We are going to the UK, and the drummer of this band turned down the opportunity to play drums in Led Zeppelin. They asked this guy early on to join the new Yardbirds, and he turned them down. So dig this and dig it deep.
Lady lover. myself on TV. I'm a faker, a paper clown. It's clear to all my friends that I habitually lie. I just bring them down. I claim promise to exaggeration, but the truth lies in my frustration. The children of the night, they all pass me by. Got to dress myself in brandy and sleep on high. Responsibility. All the problems that screw me up, really down to him or me. My ego will just confuse me. Someday it's gonna up and use me. Dish me out another tailor-made compliment. Tell me about some destiny I can't prevent.
teardrops for one heart to be quiet. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You wait.
Okay, that was Gerardo Manuel and El Humo with their cover of 96 Tears. That's off of Apocalypsis from 1971. Those guys were from Peru. Peru, 1971, classic rock that kicked butt that well. Who knew? I didn't know until I found out, and then I told you, so we both know. Before that, BTO Freewheeling off of Not Fragile on vinyl as God Intended. That's from 74. The Who on vinyl as God Intended with However Much I Booze off The Who by Numbers from 75. I don't play a lot of Who. There's a bunch of bands I don't play a lot of, The Who being one of them, because they get so much freaking airplay because they did so many great songs. But you don't hear that one on the radio that often. Before that, The Guess Who with 815. That's off of the American Woman album from 72. And we started that set off way back when with a band called Sammy and Lady Lover. That is off the Sammy album from 72. The drummer of Sammy is a guy by the name of Mick Underwood, and he turned down the drumming job with the new band Led Zeppelin. So there you go. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang, digging into the best classic rock that you have never heard. Because admit it, you've never heard any of that unless you own it, in which case you've heard it. But you've never heard it on commercial radio, baby. Never. There. All right. I'm getting off my soapbox. Where are we going now? We are going to 1969, and this is a band that everyone and his brother know for the wonderful music they did, and of course some of the best stuff they did never gets airplay, which is why we're here. So let's go back to 69, dig it in, dig it deep.
Keep on tooling.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
You get a blend?
Okay. Okay, that was Heavy Cruiser with Supergirl. That's off of Lucky Dog from 1973. Brownsville Station on vinyl gave us Let Your Yeah Be Yeah. That's off of Yeah from 73. That's the album that had Smokin' in the Boys Room on it. Black Oak, Arkansas on vinyl from 1973. Madman. That was their song about advertising executives in the 60s. Man, that's off of High on the Hog, which is the album that had Jim Dandy on it. And let's see, before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Keep on Chuglin, off of Bayou Country from 1969. And that was that set of music, gang. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank, at least two of the silliest hours in your life. So experience them with a cat. I believe is how her new saying goes. Anyway, I digress every once in a while. Where are we going now, Mikey? We are going to Australia. We're going to the year 1971. And what can I tell you about this guy? This guy is considered one of Australia's guitar gods. He's cited by everybody from like AC/DC to whatever other Australian hard rock band you can think of. So dig it and dig it deep.